Resurrection. An oft-neglected element in the eschatological hope of the believer is the resurrection of the body. The popular image of a shapeless Christian floating in some ethereal spiritual fog, moving from one cloud in the heavens to another, is due more to Greek dualist philosophy than to the biblical text. The people of God will spend eternity in a body, albeit a glorified and resurrected body, but not for that reason any less physical or material in nature. The reality of this resurrection is explicitly affirmed by Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 50 to 57. He writes, "I tell you this, brothers, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed. For this perishable body must put on the imperishable, and this mortal body must put on immortality. When the perishable puts on the imperishable, and the mortal puts on immortality, then shall come to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." The key phrase is Paul's declaration that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, verse 50. Simply put, a corruptible and perishable nature can neither possess nor participate in an incorruptible and imperishable kingdom. Neither the living, flesh and blood, nor the dead, the perishable, can inherit the kingdom in their present state. Paul then is insisting not merely on the necessity of regeneration, but of resurrection, which is to say the ultimate glorification of the believer that will occur at the second coming of Christ. Compare 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 to 18. In a word, only those who have been consummately transformed in body and spirit by that resurrection glorification brought to pass at the return of Christ shall inherit the kingdom of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 1 to 5 is a crucial text in this regard. There, Paul likens physical death.